Update. While lawyer Absimrit Dhaliwal worked with the operator initially, she has not been retained in any way to represent the operator in the current dispute and says she should not be contacted by anyone regarding it. Patrons who filled up their tanks at the mobile gas station on Woolwich Street nearly 2 weeks ago are left with no answers and expensive repair bills. After getting gas from the station at 546 Woolwich Street, an estimated 20 or more people had their cars stop working because of bad gas. ExxonMobil, the oil and gas corporation associated with Mobil, instructed media and affected customers, in an email, to contact the property owner, Frank Wong, or the property owner's legal counsel for more information. Shin Sun, lawyer with Excess Law, representing Wong, clarified Wong is not the gas station owner or operator, in an email to Guelph Today. The gas station is under power of sale, mortgage enforcement proceedings, and Wong represents the lenders, the lawyer said. During the enforcement process, it is normal for the lenders to lease out the operation of the gas station to a tenant to preserve the condition and value, he said. Shin said the lawyer representing the gas station operator is Absimrit Dhaliwal, who is with Nobility Law. Dhaliwal says she no longer represents the operator in any form. Unfortunately, I can't give a comment at this time. We're still investigating the matter, said Dhaliwal. Lacey Fraser, one of the impacted customers, has spent almost $1,600 between gas, car repairs, and a car rental. She considered starting a class action lawsuit, but it's not in the cards since it could take years and that's time she doesn't have. In her last conversation with the gas station operator, he told her the issue was going back and forth between the landlord's insurance and the corporate insurance. Fraser created a Facebook group chat with people impacted by the bad gas from the Woolwich station. I think people are getting more and more frustrated and the anger is definitely building, said Fraser. It's the lack of communication and follow-through that is getting to people, she said. She feels like she and the group are being shuffled hand to hand, with no progress being made. She reached out to Sun and was told she would be contacted later today. Best case scenario is people get back to her and others soon with a date and plan as to when they should expect compensation. I obviously don't expect payment to be instantaneous, said Fraser. Worst case is that they don't hear from anyone, or they just say it's going to have to be a longer legal process that could take months and months because we don't really have months to get that money back, she said.